Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 21 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 7 January 2019.
Happy New Year!
It's 2019.
It is.
Yes, Happy New Year.
It's already 2019.
And it's already the 7th.
Oh, goodness me.
My birthday is in 5 months.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope there's not as much drama for number 41 as for number 40.
Me too.
I cannot have that every year.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy New Year
to all our listeners.
All three of you, Happy New Year.
I think we have four.
Four, okay, all four of you.
Also, I always listen.
Ah, okay, so five.
Although I'm a bit behind, actually.
Anyway, I hope everything that you wish for comes true in 2019, and that you are happy and healthy. And
Same old.
Same, yes.
Same old shit.
Same. Different year.
Yeah.
So, this episode, as it's our first one this year, we thought maybe we would look back on last year, you know, because that's what people do on podcasts. And look back at the goals they set themselves for the previous year and see if they've achieved them.
Oh, are we doing that? I have not prepared.
Or just talk about the past year.
Well, no, I mean, we can easily, you know, get the note.
Yes, yes. Which note?
Well, you might have to cut a little bit out.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, if you just type in 2018 goals.
Oh, okay.
I'm organized like that.
I'll look for that.
But I never shared my goals publicly, so...
there they are.
So I think it's okay because, I mean, you can't check up on my goals.
No, but you maybe...
It's just my own conscience.
Yeah, maybe,
conscience.
Maybe you can see if which one you want to mention and all of that.
Yeah. Well,
you might have to put it bigger because it's a small type and you can't read very well.
Well, I was going to write my Brussels trilogy, which I've been announcing for I think 2 years in a row, and I haven't done it. And then I started writing it at the end of the year, and then I said, I need a break, so now I'm not sure if I'm ever going to write it. So that goal was definitely not accomplished, but I did write a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wrote 2 Pink Beans or 3.
I think I maybe 3. 2. Well, we published 3, but maybe one of them was written the previous year because it says books to write, Pink Bean 8, Pink Bean 9. Yeah. So Pink Bean 7 must have been written already.
Yeah, I wrote French Kissing 5.
Yes.
And then I...
No, you didn't write French Kissing 5.
Ah, no, I
you
didn't.
You are starting on French Kissing 5.
What did I do then?
Well, you wrote A Royal Romance, you wrote A Silver Linings, you wrote a book with me, you wrote a book with T.B. Markinson.
I did.
So, I mean, you did write books,
yes.
Just not the ones that were in your list that you said at the beginning of 2018.
No.
Well, apart from 2 of them.
One must be flexible.
Yes. So you did, I mean, there are 7 books in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you wrote Pink Bean 8, Pink Bean 9, and The Royal Romance, that's 3 of them, plus 2 other co-writes, that's 5, plus The Silver Linings, that's 6.
Yeah.
So, not too bad.
No, it's not too bad, I would say.
No, so I think it's...
And tomorrow I'm starting on French Kissing 5.
Yes.
So, I'm ready. I took a little break from writing.
Mm-hmm.
After all the co-writes, I think I stepped a bit too much out of my comfort zone. 3 in 1 year. Going from 0 to 3 in 1 year was maybe a bit too much.
Yes.
But that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it any differently.
Anyway, we'll start off in French Kissing 5 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Back to the writing.
Yes.
Back to the fun part.
Yes.
So.
But also, I will be writing fewer books in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because... For as long as I've been doing this, my goal has always been to write more books. Every new year, I wanted to write more books, but this year I will be writing
fewer books. But maybe slightly longer books.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Yeah, I don't want to say too much.
No.
I'll just say I'll write fewer books.
Okay.
But I hope they're better than the ones I wrote in 2018.
Well, I mean, the ones you wrote in 2018 were good.
They were good, but they could have been better. I want to write something, you know, very satisfying, not just to me, but to my readers.
Well, I'm sure you will accomplish this in 2019.
I hope so.
But I'm sure a lot of your readers were very satisfied with what you wrote in 2018.
Maybe so more satisfying for myself then.
Okay. Okay. So, well, the, you know, some of the goals we don't need to talk about because they will probably bore the listener to tears.
Yeah, but more business goals.
Yeah, but we did. I mean, some things that we accomplished. For instance, you know, you've had a book translated into French.
Yes, that's true.
That was one of the goals here in the list, and that came true because it came out in print this summer and an ebook a month ago or something. Oh yeah, in December.
Yeah.
So that was satisfying.
That was one of the most satisfying things that happened in the year. Plus, I'll have two books coming out in German next year.
Oh,
I signed a contract with Ilva for No Strings Attached to be translated in German.
It was, to come back to the French one, it was satisfying to see it in a bookshop, in two bookshops. I mean, that was fun, because that never happens otherwise.
Yeah.
So that was really fun.
Yeah. Plus, what we also started doing in 2018 was we started producing our own audiobook.
Yes, so we produced an audiobook ourselves. It's not out yet, so we can't tell if it's doing well or whatever, if we'll do it again, but yeah.
We have listened to it.
Yes, I mean, it's good.
I think the narrator is really good.
Yes, so when it's out there and when we see how it has done, you know, sales-wise, maybe we'll do some more in 2019.
Yeah, I have a couple of backlist novels that could probably, you know, could do well in audio.
Instead of going with publishers like we've been doing so far. But so, so that's something exciting about 2018. But we did sell a lot of audio rights in 2018, so there's a lot more Harper Bliss in audio that is out there. There's also Harper and Caroline Bliss in audio out there, by the way.
Ah, yeah.
That's me.
But you haven't listened to it.
No, I haven't listened to it. I haven't listened to audiobooks in a while. Maybe I should.
Also, I want to say that Pink B9 will be out in audio only in April.
Okay.
I think the narrator is too popular with, you know, so many more lesbian authors are putting their books out in audio and they all want. What's her name again?
Angela Doe.
Angela Doe. Is it Melissa? No, it's Angela Doe. I know that she does a lot of Jay's books.
Yes.
And they're long, so it takes forever. So if you have to wait for a Pink Bean in audio, it's basically you have to write an email to Jay.
It's her fault. Yeah. So,
but how do you look back on publishing your first book in 2018?
Well, it was exciting and sometimes difficult. A lot of times a lot of fun to have a book out, to, you know, do that side of things. And I want to write another book on my own. I'm starting tomorrow. Well, I was going to start today, but I got distracted.
So many days you were going to start.
Yeah.
And you never started.
Well, you see, this morning I opened Scrivener. That's already a step more than I did in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. And is your document set up?
Well, yes, it's here. My document is open. You
have your deadline set up, and then you know how many words you have to do per day?
No, I do not have that, because that is probably not how it's going to work for me.
Okay.
But yeah, so hopefully in the next few months, there might be another book out by me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
Well, we'll see. Let's not put too much pressure, but yeah, the pressure is on now.
Yes.
I mean, it's too much pressure or pressure is basically the same, I think.
Well, I mean, I've been saying I would do it for a while, so I should get to it.
Well, if I'm only doing four books this year, you better do one.
Yeah, that's true. No pressure.
But this is also business related, but I think one of the best things we did in 2018 was move house.
Yes.
Even though it was a kerfuffle, you know, moving house is always like, you know, it disrupts the schedule and the life.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in the end it was worth it.
Yes, well, we'll see in the next few months if you manage to write good books.
It's true that I've actually not written here, well, just like a couple of rewrites. That's all I've done. I wrote 2.5 chapters in my first Brussels book, but then I decided to take a break, and then it really did not fit into my schedule anymore. And I have to start on French Kissing 5 because I have a deadline with Audible. So no choice. And then after that, I'll be working on a secret project, which also has a deadline. So I said, well, I cannot do this. And then I thought, oh, I really, really would like to write some standalones because it's been so long, except for the co-writes, but I'd like to write a standalone on my own. So all series, apart from French Kissing, have been suspended for a while. There probably won't be a new Ping Bean book in 2019. Sorry.
There are 9 out there already, so, maybe it is okay to take a break for a while, and the readers will be so much happier to see all the characters again if they've had to wait for them.
Well, I hope to give them something else to
read. Yes, of course they will have. But there'll be more, apart from French Kissing, it'll be mostly standalones this year.
That's the idea.
Yes. So, well, that's, that's good, because you've been doing Ping Bean. You haven't done a standalone since In the Distance.
I know, not one on my own.
Yeah, so and that was in 2016.
I know.
So it's about time.
Yeah, I think it really is. So I think I got a little bit carried away with Ping Bean. Always writing a new one.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people recommend, is writing in a series, because then you can build, a readership. But of course, it still has to be fun to do as well.
Writing in a series is very lucrative, so it's very tempting to always write the next book. But I have 9 books now, so I think I can take a break.
Yes. So,
we made enough money in 2018 to take it a little bit easier in 2019.
Yes.
But not too easy.
No, because moving house also costs money. So you better write.
You better write. Don't put too much pressure on me.
Well, on her and on me.
Well, I mean, I think on you there's not that much pressure, because whether you write your book or not, it's not an expectation. Your book is not in the publication calendar yet.
No.
Whereas mine are. And if they don't show up, then, we have to move back to a small apartment. So.
Yeah.
You see?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So what else have we done in 2018 that we would like to talk about?
Well, my idea in the beginning of the year was to grow my lesfic really big, but I soon discovered that is not really what I wanted to do, because it was too... I mean, I think my lesfic, the way it is now, it works fine, huh? And but I haven't put a whole lot of time into it. And I think we'll just, let the list grow. It grows steadily.
Yeah, it grows a little bit every week. So
my idea was to link it to this big kind of web shop.
Yes.
But
we decided after a bit of research that would be too much hassle to maintain. We just wouldn't have the time to do it properly. No. So for now, my lesfic will remain a weekly email.
We also
deals.
Have author interviews.
Yes, and we've added some content. We're adding content to the website. We have an author interview every week.
Of the questions is, do you have a celebrity crush at the moment? And that's always my favorite answer to read.
Well, yes, the other one's a bit more serious. That's the more whimsical one. So
But it's fun. But there are people who
don't have celebrity crushes.
No, how can you live? Maybe they don't watch television.
Maybe. Yeah, so we do have we try to add some content to the website that's also interesting to people who visit it. And we have our podcasts that's on there as well. So
yes, I think one of our 2019 goals should also be to be more consistent with the podcast.
Yes.
We can look at... I've also made a note for the 2019 goals.
Yeah.
We can quickly maybe mention some things that we want to do.
Okay, I shall find this. Here it is. Oh, I have to increase the size of the font again. There we go.
Yeah, so I think you need to go down and look at the goals per category. But yeah, I want to write fewer books because, I was always writing one, editing one, launching one. It's just a bit too much. I just want to take a break once in a while, Mm-hmm. And I always ran out of time. But I have written a blog post about this, so you might have read it.
Yes. Because one of the goals that we have for 2019 is to, and it was already a goal in 2018, but maybe try and work on it a bit more, 2019 is to try and sell direct more and more.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal for 2019. Well, not ultimate, but, you know, at least make a start.
Yes.
But it takes some planning.
Yes. So to get people to buy the book directly from us instead of buying it on Amazon or Apple.
And
or
this
Google,
is
whatever.
Why the Pink Bean series is no longer in KU. Well, the last three books still are, but won't be for long.
No.
So, yeah, we're stepping away from Amazon.
Well, we're not stepping. I mean, the books will always be on Amazon.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, I will put a link to that blog post in the, maybe in the...
Yeah, but also I think we should talk about that in a separate podcast.
Yes, so we'll talk about that maybe next week or the week after. We'll talk about leaving KU with the Pink Bean series. So yeah, but selling direct is one of the goals that we have for 2019 for sure.
Yes.
And, you know, some content marketing and that kind of trying to get people onto the HarperBliss website and getting them to buy books from the HarperBliss website, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So
all of that. Yeah, no, there's not actually not that much we can share from this note.
So those are I think what we can talk about, I think we should maybe wrap it up.
Can you go back to the podcast note, please?
The podcast note, yes, of course. There you go.
We shouldn't mention entertainment because we've watched way too much television.
Well, we didn't.
So much television.
It was the Christmas holidays and stuff, so...
But what was the best thing we watched? I know what was the funniest. Derry Girls.
Oh, yeah. Derry Girls is so
it's
good.
Irish. It's on Netflix now. That was really funny.
Yes, and really smart. And I can recommend. I mean, it's about teenagers, but it's, you know, it's not a teenage show. It's very good.
That was the best.
Yes. We kind of binge watched almost all seasons of Luther recently because we had never watched that on TV. And now the last season was on the BBC last week.
It seriously makes me wonder about the creator of that show.
Yes, he must be very...
Everybody dies. Yes. Except Luther, because, you know, they need him for a show, but it's so dark, it's so grim.
But it's still good. God. But the other day I was lying in bed, you know, we had gone to bed, I was reading and I thought I heard something and I didn't know what it was. And it made me think of an episode of Luther where a woman goes to bed and there's the serial killer is hiding under her bed. And I know our bed is too low to on the ground. Nobody could hide beneath it because you can't get out of it. But still, I was thinking, oh my God, is he going to creep out from under the bed?
No. Now I'd be afraid to go to bed tonight. But there's always noises in this house.
Yeah, it's an old house, so there's a lot of noises and the walls are not very thick.
And usually it's the cat.
Yes, but yes. Yeah, Luther. Anyway, Derry Girls, much funnier, much lighter.
Yeah.
I mean, also, it has its, you know, heavy, because it's set in early 90s Northern Ireland. So, you know, there is some heavy stuff there as well. But it's really good.
It's a comedy, yeah.
Yes. And they are making a second season, I think. They're working on it already.
Yeah.
So hopefully should be out soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. Yes. So Happy New Year again to everyone. And we'll
be back next week.
Yes.
Promise.
Yes.
We promise to be back every week. Well, not every week.
Unless
sometimes
we're on
holiday. We need to take a break.
Yes.
But
most weeks.
Most weeks. I'm sorry.
And definitely next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
For listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses. You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com. We also have a favor to ask. If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you!